suggest $10. It could also be more, whatever you're able to do.
Thank you so much, Janko. We're going to have to cut you off. All right. Thank you all so, so much for listening to The Underground. The Underground is hosted every fourth Wednesday by the KBOO Youth Collective. We meet every Wednesday at KBOO at 6 p.m. to plan our show. And if you're interested in getting involved, come on down or call our youth advocate, Aaron Yankee, at 503-230-8032, extension 221, or email youth@kboo.org. We also do a music show, the youth edition of 1212, which airs on the second Friday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. We're always looking for music under anyone under 21 of any style. And check out our website, kboo.fm/theunderground or kboo.fm/youth. Next up is Hard Rock Radio with Davey D. Thank you for listening.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
All the world is a stage. I know that's an old cliche, but how true most of the time. My world is the stage. I'm Darcel 15, female impersonator. Entertainment, information, world affairs are my business. To continue KBOO's business, they need your support. Pledge what you can and keep the entertainment, information, and world affairs on KBOO.
Tune into KBOO on Sunday, May 28th at 10 p.m. for a live broadcast of Thirsty City. Thirsty City is a monthly hip-hop night at The Know, and Sunday, May 28th will be a benefit for KBOO. Performers include Libretto, Mike Crenshaw, DJ Wicked, Burial Ground Sound, and many more. Again, that's Thirsty City, hosted by King Tim 33 and a third, Matt Fu, and Northern Draw, Sunday, May 28th, starting at 8 p.m. at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland, and also broadcast live at 10 p.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. It's 7:01 in the p.m. and we're tuned into the Keeping It Real show. This is the special membership drive edition of the show, and we're going to start things off with the theme song. And here we go.
To my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off of the Joe Metropolitan. Yeah. Proletarians and wayward sons with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue. And the day has just begun. Greeted by the scent of a bum, smelling something like beer, barf, and dung. A brother in Jabot's in the back. All alone, marinating in a pair of half-broken headphones, mumbling rhymes, same time begin to pen mine, appreciating God's design. Rewind, sister, reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear. I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up, cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete, cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's overkill. Focus, no big deal, dope to see Khalil back. The medicine is good again, the feeling of leaving and coming back to your hood again is priceless. I write this, our lives are in crisis. Most talk but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath.
left. The northwest filled the lung, killed the pain in my chest. Clutched the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands and looks over us. He gets off and says, have a good day, you foreigners. I crack a smile one time for the acknowledgement. North down, now we start to pick up more college kids. They try to study on the ride to make up for the fact that they probably kicked it hard last night. And I ponder if it's time to save up and get a car and pay for the gas that we're taking from the war. I'd miss all the colorful faces, the places and spaces I've embraced with the faith that I can rest in. Raise kids here, even with these cats set tripping, bringing 95 back again. Same old conditions from Reagan to Bush to Clinton to Bush the second. No matter the neighborhood in the city you're repping, it's getting serious, y'all. You can even hear the rebel call getting off, leaving hella pieces on the walls. Seen it all sitting sideways with my townmates. Only place left where majority just brown faced. Now we headed downtown to trade the labor for cash. I thanked the navigator once and walked fast. I walked past the next round of cats to jump on it. Locked in deep thought. We ride around in silence across Resolve Bridge. I watch each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The northwest fills the lungs, kill the pain in my chest. I remain blessed, stepping on rain with each step. Eyes heavy from the lack of the cousin of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The northwest fills the lungs, y'all. You know the rest. You know the rest. You know the rest. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. That's all.
And here we're back to keeping it real. How are you guys doing in there? Are they speaking? I can't.
What's going on?
What's your name, man? Tell everybody.
Tevin Tavares.
What's up, Tevin? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Man, we appreciate having you here. We got a packed agenda for you today. Today is K-Boo's membership drive. So make sure you're showing us some love. Make sure you're sending those donations. I know we have a lot of good shows to offer. This is a great station. It puts on a lot for the community. It gives a lot of people who are not heard voices. So please make sure you show them the love they deserve. Nick Dizzy, what's up with you, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
Man, you've been gone the past month or two. Yeah, you just man. Ain't been on a show.
That's that track life I had to coach.
I know. I actually made it out to one of his track meets, and his kids was killing everybody, man. They took first in like 9 out of 10 that they did.
What can I say, man? You know, they're a reflection. No, I'm playing. They're definitely talented. I had nothing to do with all of that. I'm just there to make sure they behave. we were supposed to have another guest with us today, Little Sage Adrian, but he couldn't make it due to a family emergency. Shout out to Adrian, Little Sage.
Shout out, bro. My prayers is with you.
Likewise. So let's just get right into it today. We're going to start out with our membership drive, right? And then we're going to get into our show. Okay.
got a call from my boy, it was kinda strange. Told me look at the news, man, it killed my day. Couldn't believe it, my brother has passed away. As I look up at the sky, man, it got dark. I was trying to find a light with a cold heart. All I heard was sirens and crashing cars. My body turned numb, it was really hard. I was trying to fight it, but it wouldn't go away. Man, I started crying, felt like I was losing faith. My face was all wet, like if I was in the rain. My body started shaking, like if I was getting tased. I was so lost, felt like I was in a maze. Nowadays I look, everybody trying to bang. But don't understand the pain of being stuck, man. Thinking it's about killing and fighting, geez. Knows about that hustle and how you get that money. Cause people like us grew up with nothing. Just a couple youngins tagging on the wall. Grew up to be felons, now we busting at them all. Man, it gets tiring running from the law. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. At the end of the day, you were still down. It's hard to say that you're gone now. But at the end of the day, you're in a better place. Now you shall rest in peace. This goes to all my brodies in prison. Don't give up, man, just keep on giving. If a sucker tries, you will let him know that you are not the show. And say, oh, niggas just doesn't know how it feels like to lose hope. When I fell into a melting pot, I was just waiting to rot. It's a struggle to get back on your feet. You lost all your habits of trying to eat. You fell on your knees about 1,000 times. Now death has taken your life. Shootings after shootings, murders after murders. Out here in the street, that's all you ever heard of. Shootings after shootings, murders after murders. Out here in the streets, that's all you ever heard of. Busting caps at anybody that walks by. Cause he's wearing red doesn't mean he has to die. Look into the family's eyes, man, they're already crying. Look into the family's eyes, man, they're already crying. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. This goes out to Tony Hernandez. R.I.P. bro, long live.
Me and her are going to tell.
This is KBOO's Spring Membership Drive. You're listening to Keeping It Real, and we want you to support this station and this show. And in fact, the best time to call is right now, because an anonymous donor has made a very generous offer to match the next $250 in donations called in during Keeping It Real. So you listen to Nick Deasy and Arone, and this is your time to support. Call right now. Double the impact of your gift. 877-500-5266. My name is Jenka. I know you guys are over there. I can sort of see you.
Yeah, so, I see you.
What do you think about the membership drive and support and all of this?
I think it's very important. You know, like I said earlier, KBOO is huge in its involvement in the community. It has given a lot of my youth voice. It also given me an outlet, a positive one. It focuses on, you know what I'm saying, all the different aspects that get neglected by society. You know, so please be generous. Go ahead and donate to KBOO. You're giving many youth voice. You're giving women voice. You're giving people from different ethnic minorities voice.
It's a really important station, and this is a really crucial time. This is the last few hours of our membership drive. So far, today we've been doing great. The people have been really supporting and kind of making up some of the difference in the amount we've been behind, but we still have some to make up. So if you've been procrastinating, now's the time. Just pull out that phone, use the actual phone function. It kind of looks like, I know you don't use it very much anymore, but like use the phone thing, call KBOO, call That's us right. up, talk to real people. These are real people right here in the studio.
That's right. Feel free to call, ask us any questions. We have a lot of opinions we'd love to share with you.
And the number is 877-500-KBOO. If you need to, you know, use your hands-free device, pull over, get out of the traffic. I mean, the Portland has become insane as far as traffic. So just pull out and just take a few minutes to support community right now. Yes. You don't have to blame yourself for getting stuck in that traffic, but just take a moment and do something that you can really be proud of today and support community radio.
That's right.
877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. This is the time when you can double the impact of your gift. In addition, you can get a thank you gift. We've got tickets. $75 pledge will get you tickets to see Diggable Planets on the 28th of May or DJ Premier and the Batter Band on the 3rd of June. $75 donation. That could also be done monthly out of your bank account or your credit card. $6.25 a month. That will get you the tickets. You could also get other thank you gifts. We have t-shirts, we have hoodies, but we have a limited amount. And tonight is the night. This is the last chance. This is the festival of the last minute. This is your last moment to support KBOO because this is the end of our membership drive. Please do it. Support this station. Call that number, 877-500-5266. Join your friends and neighbors. Become a member of this powerful radio community. Anything else you want to add, Nick? Or Arun?
Shout out to Diggable Planets, one of my favorite groups. Please do support. That's a great concert to go to.
Yeah, $75. Those tickets can be yours, but I think we only have one pair left. So you better call us
Y'all
up.
Better hurry up.
Call now, 877-500 KBO. We're going to get back to the show. They got a great guest coming up, documentary filmmaker right here locally. So we're going to keep that going. But do support KBOO. We've got beanies you can get as a thank you gift. Call up, find out more about that. 877-500-5266. That's a $100 donation to KBOO. One of a kind, unique, right here. KBOO, you heard it here first.
That's right. Me and Nick Dizzy got us some beanies. So make sure you call with a donation and you'll get them. What do the beanies say on them, Nick Dizzy?
One say Aron and the others just say Dizzy on it. We got them.
That's right. Nick Dizzy had the idea to go and get them done, so they could be yours. Just $100 away. So let's get into our show for today. We have our great guest here, Tevin. No longer a guest, now your family. You're always welcome on the show.
You already know.
Yeah, so, you know, we got a couple of questions for you. I just wanted to start by saying thank you for coming.
Anytime.
So, Tevin, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself for those people out there who don't know much about you.
Cool, man. So, my name is Tevin Tavares. I basically grew up in the Bay Area, majority in Oakland, California. Basically, just growing up as a young kid, I played a lot of sports. So football, track, basketball, just like any other average kid. But you know, from a young age, I was always passionate about art and passionate about film. So I used to love looking at commercials, and I used to love watching film and old black film as well. You look at Boys in the Hood, you look at Friday,
The Wood,
mm-hmm. all those type of movies just caught my interest, you know, mm-hmm. just from the cinematography and the color. So I knew from a young age that I really wanted to get into that. So I'll never forget LeBron James had actually just won his first championship with the Cavs, and I saw a commercial called The Ringmaker. It was a Nike Ringmaker commercial, and just it had Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye was playing in the background. And this Marvin Gaye really just caught me just emotionally, and I realized from there just how video and how film can have an emotional attachment, because my pops and his pops grew up with Marvin Gaye. So from there, I really realized, like, you know, this is what I want to do. So I decided, like, hey, I'm about to pack up, leave Cali, And I went to a junior college out in Cali, and I got an internship with the Warriors. And then I grinded, came up here to Oregon, made a couple of short films. My first one at the U of O was this short film called The Shoes. You can look it up on Google. You can type in The Shoes, Carlisle, C-A-R-Y-L-E. There's a Complex article about it. And basically, it was about how this kid got robbed for his shoes and his robbed for his Jordans, and he got shot and killed over them. It went viral, and from there, I knew that this was a passion of mine, and this was what God had placed me on this earth to do. And then from there, I went on to just make several other films about the campus shootings that happened at Umpqua Community College, 45 mm-hmm. minutes from Eugene. Mm-hmm. Then I made a film for Kanye West in Adidas. And then from there, I made a film about how, you know, basically Trump, if we don't vote, then eventually Trump is going to become president. And you saw what happened. Yep. So, and then from there, I just went on police brutality. And I got another film coming out with the homies. On Monday, it's actually for Kendrick Lamar's new song called Lust, basically portraying about how blacks, African-Americans in the community, how societal desire, so money, unprotected sex, weed, alcohol, how all those things are harming the black community and how the black man continues to do it and how no matter how much he does it, it kills himself internally. And we know it kills ourselves internally, but we just keep doing it. So that drops on Monday on Memorial Day. We shot it at in the Oregon Dunes in Florence, Oregon. So it was beautiful scenery. Like I said, just for Kendrick Lamar, man. And, you know, I have no doubt, I have all the faith in the world that that one will go viral too. So I'll make sure to pass it to the homies, Ron and D. And make sure they share it with everybody, man. So
definitely,
that's
kind of
what I got working on there.
Man, we appreciate that, man. You talked, man, you hit a lot of heavy points just within this last, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Tevin come into my classroom, man, and he's done so much work with the youth out there at the school I work at. And he always talks about the concept of storytelling. Can you touch up on that a little bit?
Yeah, honestly, storytelling is all about emotion. And I feel like even if you go back to the old school with the cavemen, that's how they communicated. And that's how they really navigated and told who they were and told their stories of their parents and their families was through storytelling.
Right.
It goes back to ancient Greece. It goes back to the cavemen. It goes back to Egyptians. So I feel like no matter how much in this world technology evolves, we're always going to be the basis of storytelling. You look at a company like Nike, where they're one of the most successful brands and companies in this country, in this world. And why is that? Because of storytelling. And they realize that emotion is key. We're all humans, and emotion is always going to be one of the top, literally, like, most important things on a day-to-day basis. We tell stories and we don't even know it. I'm looking at that McCafe over there with the orange juice. That has a story. You probably got that this morning. You probably got that a couple of hours ago. But, you know, there's a story behind it. You know, there's a story behind his shirt that says Dizzy. There's a story behind his chain, why he grew his hair out. You know, everybody got a story, so you might as well share it, bruh. Like, you look at some of the top artists and the rappers in the game. You look at a Kendrick Lamar, who's fascinating about storytelling, who's a genius. You look at a J. Cole, who's a genius when it comes to storytelling. You look at a Nas, you look at a Jay-Z, you look at Pac, you look at Biggie. All those are storytellers. And look at Beyonce, you know. These are all storytellers, and storytellers is what captures our emotion. And I feel that if you tie in the aspect of color, you type in the aspect of storytelling, you know, you can do anything that you can. And I feel like we all have that talent.
Right.
And we just got to lock into it.
That's so true. And, you know, just to touch up on that, too, storytelling has been an art that's been passed down through generations. A lot of the history that, you know, for somebody like me, who I'm from East Africa, I'm from Eritrea. And Eritrea is a country that's been through a lot of war, a lot of chaos, you know. A lot of the history is gone.
That's real.
But the story is passed down through generations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at some, like my family, for example, my father would tell us the stories during the revolution where he was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell us stories that are passed down from my grandpa and great-grandpa and so on and so forth. And that's how, you know, culture transcends beyond time.
And that's another thing that's real is art shapes culture. Mm-hmm. If you look at, like, our lives, like, we're always been shaped by music and film.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest things that I live by day to day. And that's what we in our community is shaped by. And arts and storytelling will always shape culture.
Right, always. Right. Nick Dizzy, what you think about storytelling, man? You've been kind of quiet today.
I don't know. I feel without storytelling, that's how the whole history was made. That's how we know about the caveman that he touched on. That's how we know about everything, pretty much.
How important is it for you?
It's pretty important to know. You know, I've been told stories about my grandpa, my grandma, and everyone else who, like, my grandpa's brother who passed, and my grandma's brother who passed, and
rest the soul.
If they wouldn't have told them stories, and I want to know.
Right, right. And then, you know, you out here trying to tell your own story, right?
Yeah.
I know you've been making a couple of strides towards your educational career, yeah, but also towards your radio career. Why don't you tell everybody what you just got offered?
I got offered to DJ from Saturdays from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. with the DJ. He's leaving soon. So I'm going to be on there playing a lot.
Okay, so y'all make sure you check him out. Nick Dizzy will be over here spinning tracks.
I'll let y'all call in, request a song. Keep it clean, though.
Nick Dizzy better come with the slaps, man.
Period.
We'll be up.
That way.
We'll be up, you know. So, you know, you talked about the idea of being an African-American male with your new video that you already made for Kendrick Lamar. That's going to drop this Monday. Also, make sure you check that out. And in that video, you talked about young African-American males and the mistreatment towards them, right? Mm-hmm. As I was scrolling down the news today, I saw an article about Quincy Hayes, the young black man who was shot at age 17 years old, February 9th. He was killed.
Quanise.
Yep, he was shot by Officer Andrew, and, you know, the judge didn't find the officer guilty, and it was because of a replica gun. Mm-hmm. And the mother Donna, mm-hmm. You know, she said she criticized the police, mm-hmm. and she said, you know, they need to bring down the militarization of police officers.
That's true.
There's got to be better treatment towards young African American males and males from every other ethnicity, not just African American, but those are the ones you hear about most. So what's your stance on that?
You know, it's always a harsh topic bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Because you know it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that could be me, that could be you, that mm-hmm. could be my sister, that could be my family, that could be my cousin. But how I see it is one thing that we as blacks and we as other nationalities can do is we can make a change through our art. Right. So I think that's what I've tried to do through my short films and getting together with my friends and, you know, just so the whole world can see what's going on, because not everybody knows what's mm-hmm. going on.
That's right.
But showcasing this through art form, I feel that is so key. You look at these artists, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Vince Staples. You look at these artists and they're portraying through their music what's going on in the streets, what's going on in this country, this current state right now. And I feel that the more that people see that through an art form, the more that people see that through this shape of form in music, video, then the more I feel that people will actually come together and unite, no matter what the race is, to fight for what is right. Because we all know that this isn't right. We mm-hmm. all know that it's unfair. We all know that these things happen for a reason, just out of cruelness. But I feel like if we get together and we fight for that change and we come together to create something,
mm-hmm.
As one and get together. It's kind of like that Marvin Gaye song, you know, What's Going On.
Right.
And back then you saw like James Brown, mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye, how they came together through their music.
Right.
And they used music as a shape and form to kind of progress and uplift the community. And I feel that that's low-key kind of what we're doing now.
Right.
You see so many different artists and they're all coming together through all short shapes and forms, and it could be pop, it could be hip hop, it could be rock, but they're all coming together for the fight for the better change. And I hate to say this, but it almost kind of takes something bad to happen for the art to be better.
Right.
that's one of the things that I've noticed is when we're going through the worst of things, that's when music and film is at its highest.
Right.
If you look at movies such as you look at Moonlight, you look at Atlanta, the TV show, you look at Insecure, you look at all these shows that have won so many awards, but they all made several political statements throughout it, and that's what it takes to kind of make a difference.
Right. Nick Dizzy, you what, 18, 17?
17.
You're about to be 18 soon.
Yeah, June 16th.
And, you know, you're a young man from different ethnic backgrounds as well. You live in North Portland. What's your take on that as a young man?
I feel with kids in a way, we have cops that come to our school every week. Well, not every week, it's every third Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Every third Wednesday. And the way that they interact with us is different than what everyone's told. You know, they told that every cop's going to do this, or every cop's going to do that. But I feel it's some cops, when they build a connection with a kid, they know that a certain kid isn't going to act a certain way. And I feel just regardless, kids, I don't think anyone should have to be shot when they run in front of cops.
Right.
But especially kids, you know, because they're so young and they have so much potential. I feel other forces should be used, you know. Like, they're using beanbag guns, tasers, and everything else. But they have those, but they're not using them. They'll reach for the gun first. And I think that's wrong.
Right.
That's
right.
A fact.
I mean, it could really hurt somebody to tase them or hit them with a beanbag gun, but at least it's not going
to live.
You know, yeah, it's not going to kill them.
It's not right. Going to take their life.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said that you have friends that knew the kid, right?
And yeah, and that was hurting. It's not that I wasn't hurting, but it's a different way seeing that one person that I didn't know affected me in a way that all the people that knew him, and I knew the people who knew him, they was talking to me about it, and that was hurting. You know, it's crazy that one person I didn't know still affected me
right.
through the whole community.
Well, they call it that 6 degrees of separation, where yeah. you know you always know somebody that knows.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, it's really unfortunate, you know. And I can see where the mother's coming from, you know. So, but we'll carry on with this. We'll be back to this topic. But for now, cable members, make sure that you are donating. Send your donations to Kabu. You can call us at 877-500-5266.
Thank you so much, Tone. As Davey D says, that's real talk. You know, we're getting real talk right here on Keeping It Real on Kabu.
Right.
And we urge you to support it. There is a very important thing happening this hour, which is a match. You can double the impact of your membership by contributing right now. There has been a very generous anonymous donor that will match up to $250 to support Keeping It Real up until 8 o'clock. So double the impact of your gift right now. And we don't want to leave this money on the table, so we got to get 250. We'll hopefully get more, but if you can give 250, we'll offer you tickets to see Chris Hedges this weekend, tickets to see Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, or Chris Hedges on Friday. This would be a really interesting talk. I just saw an article that came out today where he's saying if we get rid of Trump, the empire, the fascist empire will still remain, and it is on its way down like the Roman Empire. So he's got a really interesting perspective. And if you have not gotten tickets to see Chris Hedges, call right now with your KBOO membership, and you can get that as a thank you. 877-500-5266. Please call and support this show and double your contribution. 877-500-KBOO.
I want to thank Richard for walking on in to the station this evening. It was great to meet Richard. He's here. He's having some corn and some fruit salad and making friends at KBOO Community Radio, because, in fact, that's what we do here. We reach out to the community, and the community reaches back. And that's what we're asking you to do right now. Please join us. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can be a part of this. And, in fact, it is vital that you are a part of this. We are looking to raise Oh my goodness, we are looking to raise $1,000 by 8 o'clock.
We can do
and it. And we can do that with your support. 877-500-5266. That anonymous donor of great generosity is matching the first $250 in. We thank you very much for that. And that's a great reason to call right now. 877-500-5266. I want to thank Jack in North Portland. Thank you, Jack, for renewing your membership to KBOO this evening. Thank you again so much. Call 877-500-5266. Join in with Jack and Richard in supporting KBOO. I want to mention that we have two beanies that we would love to give you that Aaron and Dizzy have brought in this evening. Yeah. You can do this with a $100 contribution.
So tell us a little more about the beanies, Dizzy.
Beanies, they just say Deezy. One say Deezy, one say Aron.
Awesome.
They're in like, what would you call that? What kind of lettering would you call that?
Oh, man. It's like this 3D lettering. It's pretty
it's
tight.
Like it's like it's popping off.
Yeah, it's popping up the beanie. You got 3D effects going on this beanie. Man. So.
Right on.
Black, yeah. I saw it's like a black kind of ski cap kind of thing with the with the names on it to promote your work out there in the community.
That's right. And it was Nick Dizzy's idea. So shout out to Nick Dizzy.
That is awesome. And thank you both for contributing those this evening to encourage listeners to go ahead and support your work at 877-500-5266. Keeping It Real is a great, really just a great example of why we exist, of why we're on the air. We are here to provide a microphone to people that are left out of the corporate press. We are here to provide the microphone to marginalized communities. We are here so that we can use the people's airwaves to talk directly to each other. And that's what they engage you with here on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Come on in and join us and help to support that microphone that empowers communities, that builds bridges, that in fact is such an important thing to do in this perilous time, because we are stronger together. You're hearing such good conversations on this program, as you hear throughout the week on KBOO's public affairs shows. Sometimes that conversation takes the form of music, you know, and we love that too. Sometimes it takes the form of news or poetry, and we love that too. Right now we're asking you to support KBOO overall. Please help us reach the goal for this program and help us make this match at 877-500-5266. That $100 pledge to get the beanies, you can break that down to $750 a month.
That's right.
You could do that. And that is so within reach for most people listening, because you know you spend $750, $825. I was at 90. Oh, damn.
Do your math.
Okay,
then.
Yeah.
$825 a month.
$825 a month. You know what you spend $825 on, right? Like, that's hardly even lunch. Right? Yeah. Most places. So think about that. Think about taking your whole community out to lunch once a month.
It's really good to give monthly, because that helps KBOO stay sustainable. Every month we know that we have that amount of money in order to keep the lights on, to keep the signal going, to keep the trainings going, to keep the staff going. That allows us to have that kind of sustainability. So if you can give a monthly amount, if it's $825 or any other amount, like, that is really, really helpful for us. It has to be at least $5 a month, but anything more than that, you can set it up as well. You could even give $100 a month if that's something that that you know you can budget in, and that would be a really substantial contribution towards our goal today. I really, really would hope that somebody can find it in their heart to give $100 a month and to say, yes, I support KBOO Community Radio. I don't want to see it disappear. I love KBOO, and I want to support it at that level. $100 a month, it really is not that much when you think about how much you spend on all of this other stuff that you're not really so proud of. But KBOO, you can be proud of that. You can say, I'm contributing to my community at this substantial level every single month. Dig deep, people. This is the time to do that. This is the time to say, I'm going to give a little more than I think I can. And call right now, 877-500-KBOO. Get that money matched. We don't want to leave that $250 on the table. Give $250 and that will be matched. KBOO will get $500. Call it right now, 877-500-KBOO. KBOO.
One of God was one of us. Just a thug like one of us. Looking for love in the club like one of us. Trying to make it off the slums like one of us. One of God is one of us. Just a thug like one of us.
every night, placing calls up above. Seem like God won't pick up. If everyone show me the way, guide me when I grip the whip. Cause in the city we living in, this kid, are you getting kicked? I was taught to keep breathing. Misguided in the fit. Forgive me, I done gripped the stick. She the devil, she was fat. Long weed, pickle head. Rounding up, make pretty faces. When I'm on the floor, they bad. And I got caught and I ain't resting. Cuckoo guy, she ain't here back. I done been to hell and back. Cause I done been to jail and back. Fell off, then got up. I'm standing tall no matter what. Real nigga never book. Thinking I should not judge while I stood in front of judge. Media, they tell lies about me that don't matter much. I ain't turning up. I just got back from the future. Don't know what I'm speaking of. I ain't turning up. Leave you leaking just for reaching. Ain't no drinking out my cup.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Keeping It Real. It's your boy Aron.
And Deezy.
And Seven.
We just got done listening to What If by Kevin Gates. Now, we got an artist that I was introduced to by Tevin. The artist's name is Vince Staples.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about Vince.
Yeah, man. So it was probably about 2 years ago, and one of my friends had shown me this video called Senorita. And the video was just super impactful, super impactful. So the moment I saw it, I had to start listening to this kid named Vince Staples, and I realized that he was my age as well. So the moment that I started getting into him, I started, you know, looking at some of his interviews, reading some of the articles that he had published, and basically he's a young 23-year-old, but he's real heavy on activism. He speaks about real stuff. He used to be a Crip. He's from Long Beach, but he promotes a lot of positivity. Me and my girl went to a show not too long ago, and just his visuals and everything that he brought to the table was just insane. He's probably, honestly, one of my favorite artists just about what he talks about, just how woke he is. And he's literally, even though he's a peer and he's the same age as me, but I'd love to work with him one day, just on maybe it's a video or just collaborate with him on somehow, some way. And every single one of his videos are deep. Right. I came to your class and I showed them about two Vince Staples videos, mm-hmm. and you know, they fell in love with it, mm-hmm. just because he takes his art, he takes his film, he takes his music so seriously, he takes visuals so serious. And I do the same thing. I take all my visuals serious, just because that's my passion and that's what I love. But just to see another young African-American black man doing, you know, similar work and just speaking on what he speaks about at an age so young, it's just it's crazy to see it, you know. And that's why I listen to his music and that's why I support, bro.
Right. You know? It's funny that you said the kids were hooked on it. I was hooked on it too. Mm-hmm. So I went home and I watched a couple of more of his videos. Today, actually, we were watching that video about the little kid with the afro who was on the bicycle.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah. What song was that?
It's called Nate. So yeah. Basically, Nate is a song It's a dope video as well, but it just portrays just his story and how he grew up with his parents and how his dad got locked up when he was like 7 years old on Christmas Eve. Just kind of takes you throughout his life in the film. The video is basically portraying just him as his kid, and he's just seeing his whole environment, his area, right. And he makes like a very short cameo appearance,
yeah.
You know, which is like the kid walks right by him, but that's really him.
Yeah,
so that's the crazy part.
Standing by the wall with two other dudes. Right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you know, he does touch up on a lot of important issues that
he
you
does.
Know, not just African American males go through, but many young males, and you know, even in Portland, a lot of the youth I work with go through the same things, exactly. And they could relate to him, which is why they gravitate to him so much.
Exactly.
He's also very intellectual
very
in his
intellectual.
Music. Touches up a lot on racism. He talks about the inequalities. You know, it's awakening to see, and it feels good to see that. Many youngsters are coming up now and they're starting this movement.
Exactly. I think that, you know, you see, especially with him being 23 years old, there's a lot of, I'm not even going to say rappers, but there's a lot of artists, musical artists, musicians that are our age or younger, and you can barely understand what they're talking about. You know, they're talking about guns and Molly and Xanax and,
right.
You know, none of that stuff's cool. You know, and one thing I admire about Vince is he tells kids, like, yo, you know, smoking weed, drinking alcohol, like popping Zans and doing all that. Like, none of that stuff is cool. You know, it's all bad for you. Pick up a book, go outside, you know, go film something, go create something. And that's kind of the big things that he's on. I think that one thing in an interview that I recently just watched and what he said was, you know, a lot of these kids don't have people to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So music is what they listen to. Music is their family. Music is their mentors. Music is their older brothers, their older cousins. So that's what a lot of these rappers are. And you know, you hear these rappers talking about Xanax and unprotected sex, mm-hmm. and this and that. So these kids feel that, oh hey, like, you know, if they said it,
cool,
it's okay to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why him and Tyler, the Creator, just said recently in an interview was, you know, that's why I tell in my raps, like, you know, go film something, you know, go don't smoke, like, you know, because they might actually listen. You know, you never know who's gonna listen, you know.
You reach one, you teach one, right?
That's exactly.
Nick Dizzy, I had a question for you, man. How does music impact you, since you're somebody who's coming up right now?
I feel when I'm going through stuff, I go listen to music, and it'll change my mood. I know my grandfather passed recently.
God rest his soul.
I had to watch that, you know, like when I went over 2 weeks, I had to watch that. And that, even though I wasn't as close as him, what I like to be, it hit me. No, it hit me hard.
Definitely.
That morning, like, it was like 12 or 1 in the morning, and we ended up having to drive like through Salem to I think it's Woodburn, and the whole time I was driving in my own car, but I was listening to music the whole time. Like, I had Kevin Gates on like 3-4 his songs on repeat. I was driving for like 20 minutes, that's all I listened to. And I got out the car at his wife's house, my grandma's house, and I feel that really helped me, you know.
Does it help you channel it? Or?
Yeah, it's just, I let go, you know. I just listened to the music, drove, focused on that, and that. Yeah. So that helped me a lot.
That helped you process the emotions and the feelings.
Yeah, like I broke down, and then I got in the car and started listening to that music, and I was like, you know, he's in a better place, and I realized that through listening to the music.
Right. Man, we appreciate you sharing your perspective too, man, and may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Shout out to Grandpa.
We're gonna, paradise, man. That's true.
No doubt. We're gonna play North North by Vince Staples. So tune in.
Hey, this song.
You thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man, down the avenue, get shaded. Taking mine off that, we can dip in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster, gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Every real know the difference. Bandana brown like a dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. North side
never went to pilot was real. Coco, the love of Creole. T-scrap moving for the dealer, we know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach. Northside Long Beach, hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama, children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing, no just never no problem spraying. No witnesses, no face, no case being with the sh. I belt broad day, didn't empty clips. Cut glass, cause it wasn't about cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my. No change gon' come like Obama knew say. But they shootin' every day around my mom and them way. So he put an A with Keanu and them stay. And that's for any to say he got a problem with me. How I'm where I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol poppin' Poppy Street.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Nate Dogg still here cause like me. Police still scared cause like me. In the hood like a dollar sweet tea or a Louis Burger. You ain't with the business. Who you murder? You ain't heard a call. Chain best steak smoking out the city. Riding around with the same shotgun and shot Ricky. Little should have zigzagged. Didn't got his back wet. Now he running Northside. Better fact check front with the gun talk. I ain't heard a clap yet. I'm on the front street. They didn't. Yes, set for Lil Hamtown, Brody banged 5 blocks. So I hit you on me 5 times, better grab y'all, did it. Got away with it out the Civic. We been Long Beach City, pay a visit. Park Ramona, pop black the cone. And give a hell till it's frozen over. I ain't never ran from nothing.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach.
You're listening to Keeping It Real. This is our spring membership drive, and we're asking for your support. This is the last day, the last few hours of our spring membership drive, and we need you. Member-supported radio means that you, the listener, are the station's financial base. If you love what you listen to on KBOO, call now. If you're tired of hearing the same old, and all of the commercials in between on the other stations, then support KBOO. This is not the sanitized playlist that you get on other stations. This is the real deal. We have local artists, musicians, filmmakers, like you've just been listening to on Keeping It Real with Tevin, the local filmmaker, documentary filmmaker that's been blowing up on YouTube. Be here for KBOO. The next $250. If you give $100, it will be doubled to $200 right now. If you give $200, KBOO will get $400. If you call $250, KBOO will get $500. Now is the time to support because of an anonymous donor that will match your gift up to $250. Call right now, 877-500-5266. Get yourself a pair of tickets to one of these upcoming shows like Diggable Planets, like DJ Premier that's coming up on June 3rd. You can go and see that show and get your KBOO membership at the same time. So $625 a month for that, $75 all at once. Whatever way you can do it, call right now. Double your money, 877-500-KBOO. I'm Jenka, and I am here with Ani, and this is the Last Chance Festival right now. Call us and support.
It is the festival of the last minute.
Well, I think your mic's not on. We got to get your mic on, Ani. Here, you can share mine. This is KBOO. This is how we do it here. We make it work, whatever we got going on.
We make it work. That's it. And we make it work with your support. You are the person that is calling right now, 877-500-5266, and saying yes to your community radio station. It is so important that we hear from you this evening because, in fact, well, you are our funders. You're our grassroots support. This is how we stay independent. We do it with your support. You've just heard some amazing radio. This is a conversation from young people in the community reaching out building bridges, sharing culture, sharing information, sharing perspectives. And really, I gotta say, just creating one of the best uses for the people's airwaves, and that is people communicating directly to each other, humanizing each other, dealing with each other's struggles, listening to each other's victories. And it's so important that KBOO is here to broadcast that information, and you are such an important part of KBOO. Please, let us know you're there. Let us know that you give a damn and you want to make the world a better place. Go ahead and call 877-500-5266.
We want to thank some people who gave online at kboo.fm. We want to thank Naomi from Northeast Portland and Charles from Southeast Portland, who says, KBOO youth of the future. Hooray for KBOO youth. We appreciate that. And Lori from Northeast Portland, thank you so much. And again, awesome. You could get a youth membership if you're under 21 for $10 a year. That is our youth membership. If you want to get one for a young person, $10 a year. And then they can be like my five-year-old and come into the station and say proudly, I'm a KBOO member. And she tells everybody that she's got her membership. So
I've heard her do it.
You can make a youth in your community happy, and you can make this community radio station happy when you support right now. You need to call during this show because the money will be doubled. That is the next 5 minutes. So we need you to call right now. A double up to $250. If you can do $250 all at once, that'll be $500 for KBOO, but you could also do that monthly. So you don't have to necessarily do it all at once. If you say, I can do a monthly deduction every month of $20, that means that will be $240 for the year. So if you can just say, pledge $20 a month right now and make that commitment, well, then that counts as $480 for KBOO, because that counts. We count the whole year. So call right now and help us make this match. 877-500-KBOO. KBOO. And I know if you can give that $20 a month, and that is doable for some people out there that you're listening, and $20 a month is really not too much to ask for what you get from KBOO. We'll give you the Chris Hedges tickets. We'll give you the Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco. See them this weekend, and this is a show you don't want to miss.
I gotta say, you know, radio is changing, and the FCC is moving right now to change the main studio rule. And what this does, well, currently, the rule requires broadcasters to have a studio in the city that they are licensed in. Removing that requirement actually raises concerns that the radio landscape is going to be ever more homogenized. And that means that people have even less consumer choices about where and how they get their information. There's more automation. There's more homogeneity. KBOO is an antidote to all of that. We are here. We are locally controlled. We are your community radio station. Our members govern us and fund us. We are beholden to you, and your funds support voices like you've just been hearing of our own, of Dizzy, of the Youth Collective, of the people that you hear every Wednesday night as we look at different marginalized communities, from Right to Survive, a program produced by and for the houseless community. We also, we bring you so much. Rose City Native on Thursdays, Bread and Roses on Fridays. We bring you Labor Radio and Prison Pipeline, which is all about information from prisoners' perspectives and about prisoners' families and support. We do this, and of course the queer programming's on Tuesday. We do this because these communities need a voice. We all need a voice, and we find that voice here on KBOO. This is your time to support that, to support these bridges being built, and to support the information that is coming to your ears right now when you call 877-500-5266.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Nick and to Nick Dizzy, you there? And Arona, you there? We want to make sure I can sort of see them across the station.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we make the goal for this hour. So we got about $800 more. So we want a few more phones to ring. That means we need you to call 877-500-KBOO.
That's right. Please make sure you're calling. You know, this is a great outlet for all of us.
How far away are we from our match?
Well, I think we still have that match on. So if you can give $250, then I think we just need actually like 60 more to reach it. So if somebody can do $5 a month, that will get us there. If we just get one more person giving $5 a month, that'll get us to the $250. 877-500-KBOO. Be the hero for keeping it real.
That's right. You're giving voice to a lot of youth. Make sure that you're representing us. You got this, people. call in at 877-500-5266. You know, you got your boy Nick Dizzy. He's been shedding light on a lot of youth who's been going through a lot outside of this system. There has been a lot of youth who fell through the cracks and that we're trying to reach out to. And your donations will definitely help us do that. So please remember that this is not just a gift. This is an investment in somebody's future. This is an investment in somebody's identity. And this is an investment in somebody's voice. Once again, 877-500-5266.
Is that it?
Yep. And so with this, we would like to conclude our show. This is... this has been great having you here, Tevin. We appreciate you for coming.
Can I just give a quick shout out?
Please do.
I just want to give a shout out to my girl for allowing me to, you know, make these connections and holding me down. Yep.
Shout out, Nick.
Shout out everybody who's supporting. Man, y'all mean the world to us, bro. This wouldn't be possible without y'all.
Yep.
And I do want to say I got a YouTube video on there with my big bro. And on Kabu, you can find us. Our little information is going to be under Keeping It Real, under List of Programs. We'll have other links to other videos on there.
Yep. Thank you so much. It's been great. This is Aron, Nick Dizzy, and Tevin. Do something kind for somebody out there, people. Have a great evening.
We out. Are we still on?
Kabu Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Journalist Chris Hedges and award-winning cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote the best-selling book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, together. Their talk includes a discussion about sacrifice zones.